we don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they caused is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness.
Good evening, maybe good morning in the morning, or good afternoon. How's everybody doing? This is CA On Air Personality on the iHeartRadio Network here at Face Studio 2. I'm not in downtown Fort Worth today. I'm at Face Studio 2, the home studio. My home studio, the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas. I hope you guys are doing well today. We are dealing with a lot of flooding. The rain has finally subsided. Now we're dealing with flooding, so I can't get to the studio. So I had a listener had asked me, they said, are you going to be doing a coffee talk with CA tonight? Yes, tonight I am, and it is this evening, and this is just freshly made. I hope everybody's doing well today. We got blessed with rain, about 11 inches of rain here in Fort Worth. Over here at Face Studio 1, at the main studio, the iHeartRadio studio, they had 9.52 inches of rain, and the water is rising. Because downtown Fort Worth is known for, and I'm a Fort Worthian, a native Texan and a Fort Worthian, so the drains are all underground, and they're so big that you can, on the older drains, you can actually drive a truck through them, okay? But they have been known to flood, and they are known to only be 100-year floods, guys, but they do flood, definitely, for sure. I've seen it in action. So I'm not in, the reason I come I'm not there is because, one, the heavy rain, two, is because I have a Faith Studio 2. That's right, Faith Studio 2, I call it. And that's at my home studio, the iHeartRadio studio, again in Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you for listening. We got a great coffee talk with CA. But I want to take a little time out before I get started on all this to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, gang, feel free. You can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. And you can follow me on all major networks. I have a lot of people say, CA, what's the networks? Okay, we're syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. Or you can say, hey, Alexa, will you play the Morning Brew Christian Podcast? She'll play 693, or this may be episode 694. I'm not for sure. I think it's 694. You'll have to, don't hold me to it, though. But we've been doing this for, well, I've been doing this iHeartRadio Christian Podcast for nearly 4 years, and I've been blessed. Last year, one of my friends made a cake for me. It just made my day. And, it said, hi, I love iHeart. I wish I still had it. It was a great cake. I think it was made kind of out of a yogurt that they gave to me. It was really nice. I really enjoyed it. A lot of sweet memories on that cake because it was so mouthwatering and delicious. And I never told the individual, I've never had that cake before, but boy, it was delicious, guys. Let me tell you. It was so moist that it melted in your mouth, okay? It's kind of like M&M's. Melt in your mouth, not in your hands. That was last October. In October this year, we'll be embarking on 4 years. And our big entry, the five-year entry next year. So we're really excited. You know, I'm definitely excited about all this. I want to also thank everybody for wishing me a very happy birthday. I've been getting belated birthday messages from people. Hey, listen, you want to be my friend on Facebook? C.A. Hall, okay? Add me on as your friend. I'll be more than glad to be your friend. Please don't send me no spammers or ghosts, though. That's all I ask. I'll be your prayer partner. I'm a good friend to a lot of people, and I thank you very much. And yes, it was a great birthday. Another year younger. Of course, most of y'all, I'll be talking about my journey here pretty soon. I'm 56 years old. Do I feel it? Not really. But I'd probably be feeling it later on down the road. Okay, so all those things I've filled in for you guys. Today we're going to talk about forgiveness, okay, on Coffee Talk with CA. I hope y'all get something out of it. Gang, feel free to share my podcast anytime. What does the Bible say about forgiveness, okay? Let's talk about a little situation that happened in my life before I get started about that. Have you ever, let's go back maybe our childhood. Have you ever been in a situation? Well, I can give you a situation. Let me just give you a situation. I will. Okay, here we go. I remember my friend, and I'll go ahead and say his name because he's gone on to be with the Lord. His name was Matt Davis. We became very good friends. We were best friends. And sorry, gang. Try that again. I think the internet's playing tricks on us. Okay, due to the weather. Sorry about that, everybody. Anyway, Matt was a very good friend of mine, and I'll try to retape that again. And if I double talk about it, I do apologize. We became very good friends from day one. He lived down the street from where my folks still live. And actually, what happened was he just wanted to let me know growing up through the years. We became really good friends. We hung out together, went to the movies, yada yada with other friends. But what happened was Matt wanted to let me know that he was going to be better than me. I said, Matt, this is no competition. We're not going to have any oh, yeah, we are, CA. We're out there throwing the football and everything. He goes, I'm going to be the best athlete. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that, yada, yada, yada. I said, Matt, it's who God wants us to be. So we got into this big fiasco. We didn't talk for about 3 years. During the 3 years of his life, over in an area called Hearst, Texas, I know a lot of y'all don't know where it is. It's like a little suburb of Fort Worth. I went down there and seen him. He was working at a movie theater. And I was working in auto mechanics at a major dealership. And I said, hey, how you doing? He wouldn't say nothing to me. I said, Matt, Forgive me. Forgive me if I said anything ugly to you. We're friends. You know, you live down the street. I know your brother. I know your sister. We're very good friends, and I loved him as my brother. We used to go to church together. We were in children's church together. Sadly, Matt and me never reconciled. I tried everything I could do. Now, Monica, who's married and has a bunch of kids and grandkids, God bless her, lives not too far from my folks. She, every once in a blue moon, her and her husband will keep in touch when I run into them in the area, if I'm in the area, in my old neighborhood area. But I told Monica one time when I was doing notary work for her, that's how I knew her back when I did notary work. I said, you know, if there's one thing I can tell you, and that is if I could have apologized to your brother, that would have been a true blessing. That's what I was wanting to do because of the disagreement that me and him had. You know, he wanted to be better than me, and I told him it's not a competition. And sometimes, I guess what my story is, he ended up passing away at a very young age. I think he was like 37, 38. I know he's up in heaven. And you know, a lot of times I know he's up there and he forgets about the ugly and the bad and he knows all the good. And one day I'll see him up there. I know he's up there with Jesus Christ. And you know, he has a beautiful family and everything that live in Oklahoma. But you know, I guess the story of this is, before I get started on the lesson, is even in situations when you feel like you've wronged somebody, or feel like maybe they said something to you or you said something to them. Guys, I've taught on this before. We should forgive. Brothers and sisters in Christ. Example, you're in a relationship. Let's just say you're engaged, for instance. Let's talk people that are engaged. You break up. You can't figure out what the situation is. You don't know what it is, and it's stem rest and everything, and one says one thing, and one says another, and you break it off, and you don't reconcile, and then maybe you try to get back together again as friends, and then it may blow up again, but maybe you didn't realize you were shooting your mouth off, I should say, as the old saying goes, like a lot of people do, and I'm probably about as guilty of sin as everybody else is, but I'm going to tell you something right now. The person's all across the world, the people that you've dated, the ones you were engaged to, the ones that even you're married to, or you know, and you get along, you have to get along with your ex, but for your children, especially if they're young or if they're married, right? Here's the thing about it. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Everybody should be happy. Maybe you want to stay single the rest of your life. Maybe you just feel lonely, down, and depressed. Well, your answer is coming soon, and I don't mean to jump off the track before I get started on the lesson, because Jesus Christ has His hand on you. But one thing about me, I want people to know that I've wronged, that I love them, and I hope that they could still be my friend. I'm not perfect. I don't ever profess to be perfect. But you know what? I love them. They're my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'm a human being just like everybody else is. So today, that's just examples. Maybe you're my example, you know, and I will see Matt one day up in heaven. You know, maybe situations in your life where, you know, your brothers and sisters, you just haven't talked. Well, make it work before it's too late. Break the barrier, I call it. Break the barrier with your ex. Break the barrier with your, now I'm not talking ex-wife, but, you know, you're trying to build friendships with people, right? You don't want to leave a bad marking, a bad paw print on that particular individual, a bad toxic taste. Because that just gives something for Satan to feed off of, like the vultures, okay? And maybe it's just people you don't get along with and you tried all you could. Okay, well, then I guess you just close the door and don't worry about it, guys. But you've done all you can do and you can have peace about it. A friend of mine told me a long time ago, says, I just want to have peace about a certain situation, CA. They told me about 5 years ago. You know, and as I listened, it made a lot of sense, you know. But I just want people to know I'm a very loving, caring person. And it's so important that we love our brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay, now I've rambled on that for a while. So I want to give you some helps from my biblical notes that's going to help you. And I hope you get something out of it. What does the Bible say about forgiveness? Well, it says a few things. Let's start off with point number one. All of us are in need of forgiveness. You know, the famous verse in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, from a spiritual perspective, We were all born with a sin problem, eternally separated from God. We'd be lost forever without Him. But intervening and offering us forgiveness, I often think about how many times I've messed up personally. Each and every time, God is there with open arms to offer forgiveness. So whatever has bothered you, just like when you ask Jesus into your heart and to forgive you your sins, maybe you need to think about that individual that you hurt. Maybe you need to think about the best way you can to offer the forgiveness. Just something to think about. Point number two, forgiving others is a prerequisite for our own forgiveness. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Make notation, Book of Matthew, chapter 6, highlight 14, verse 14 and 15. This is a very difficult verse to process if you think about it. God stands ready and willing to forgive us, but ask that we extend the same forgiveness to others first. What's EA? Let's go back to this. Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Okay. This is a very difficult verse to process, but God stands ready and willing to forgive us, but ask us that we extend the same forgiveness to others first. If we have resentment and bitterness in our hearts, it's time to give it over to God and let Him heal us and give us the ability to forgive. Our eternity depends on it. So, on that part, let Him heal you, me, whatever the situation, and give us the ability to forgive. Well, see, hey, do we have the ability to give? Yes. Can I forgive? Well, that's, you're your own free moral agent, but yes, you can forgive with the ability of God's help. Just simple as that. Point number three, lack of forgiveness breaks our fellowship with God. So if you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother was something against you, that you left the gift there before the altar and go, first be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. The book of Matthew, you may want to highlight this. Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. The Bible is very clear in harboring bitterness in our hearts is sin. And if we aren't actively seeking to kill it, it will break our fellowship with God. We won't experience everything God has to offer us. Now, let me repeat that again. The book of Matthew, you want to highlight this, okay? Very key verse. Book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. Highlight those two verses. The Bible is very clear that harboring bitterness in our hearts is sin. And if we aren't actively seeking to kill it, it will break our fellowship with God. We won't experience everything that God has to offer us. So remember that. Point number four. We owe others forgiveness even when they don't ask for it. Well, I'm fixing to give you some example. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, highlight that. How often do we hold on against someone when they haven't apologized? When we were wronged, we expected someone to come to us and say, I'm sorry. Yes, that is the right thing to do. However, the Bible doesn't place that requirement on forgiveness. You see, God commands us, friends, to be the initiators in the transaction. We should go to our brother or sister and talk it out. It is not an easy thing to do, but it is critical in being able to move forward. So let me ask you something, stopping on point number four. I want you to think about this. Have you ever been in a situation to where it was very difficult for you to forgive somebody that you wanted them to ask them to forgive you first? Well, yes, EA, it has. Well, you're supposed to be the example for Christ. You're a disciple for Christ, correct? So what do you need to do? Make forth the effort to forgive. You want to do a good thing? You want to have God move in your life? Ever heard the old song, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me"? Think about that. Growing up and doing children's church ministry for a few years, we used to hear that in elementary school. And I shared that one time in children's church ministry. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. You know why? Because the words, we are protected with the full armor of God. I encourage you to make forth an effort if someone has wronged you and let them know to forgive you. In the old saying, well, it's easy to forgive, but I won't forget. Well, that's fine. Okay? That's okay. But you made forth the effort, didn't you? You're breaking ice. Sometimes you have to break ice, but you may never want to break ice. And then it gets solid and solid, and look what happened to my friend Matt and me. But I know he's up in heaven, but I made every attempt. Every attempt. Point number five, we owe forgiveness to those who don't deserve it. Huh, CA? Yeah, the point I'm fixing to talk about. We owe forgiveness to those who don't deserve it. Think about this. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to the knees, he cried with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he said this, he fell asleep. In fact, I want you to highlight, if you can, Acts chapter 7, those two little verses in 59 and 60. Those are numerous examples that charge us to forgive others, even when they don't deserve it. In addition to this example of Stephen, I think Jesus on the cross in the midst of his executors, how about this? "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Remember the book of Luke chapter 23? Highlight that number 34 verse right there. Every time you find yourself having trouble extending forgiveness to someone, you got to deem to understand, I think about how unworthy I am, even myself, of forgiveness. Yet God saw fit to love me and forgive me, you, and everybody in the whole entire world. So when considering the magnitude of that, every situation in my life, and I'm sure y'all's life, is where you have to reluctant to forgive, even though it seems trivial. In other words, you really need to try your best to try to forgive the particular individual that hurts you, or somebody needs to bulge. But some people do and some don't. And I'm not saying this is the medicine or the remedy. The remedy is taking it to the table to Christ. But anything's possible. Point number six is we owe others an unlimited amount of forgiveness. Let's give you an example. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgave him? As many as seven times." You see, Jesus said to him, "I did not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven." Where do you find that, CA? The book of Matthew, chapter 18, highlight verses 21 and 22. See, friends, forgiving is hard, but doing it over and over again can seem impossible. But with God, anything is possible. You see, Jesus is clear in the passage that there is no final straw that warrants us withholding our forgiveness. You see, God doesn't have the final straw. God doesn't have a final straw for us. To be clear, this doesn't mean allowing others to take advantage of your forgiveness. God also gave us the ability to be reasonable and make smart choices in our lives. Holding on to resentment only takes away that joy. I had a friend of mine, let me stop here for one point, told me, and it made a lot of sense, it's always embedded in my mind, CA, don't let anybody steal your joy. So I'm going to pass this word tonight to y'all. Don't let anybody from my friend, anybody, steal your joy. That was one of the great statements from a dear friend of mine that I've always held true and dear to my heart. While doing no harm to them, to the other party, we should forgive repeatedly because God commands it and He knows what's best in our lives. So let's go to lucky number 7 on point 7. There are consequences to choose not to forgive. So let me give you an example. And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all of his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do everyone to you. And if you do not forgive your brother from heart, and you can find that book in Matthew, highlight verses 34 and 35. See, God takes forgiveness seriously, friends. And there is a parable is proof. If we do not forgive ourselves, there are consequences, eternal consequences. That's a scary thing. And it challenges me, and it should challenge you to evaluate your own heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Go to the book of Psalms 139 and verse 23 and highlight that. Is forgiveness needed today? Is the day today to make it right? I'm going to go to another point here on my 8th point. Jesus is the ultimate example practiced forgiveness. As they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." Remember in the book of John, John chapter 8, verse 7. Now, I don't know what Jesus was writing in the dirt. I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows. But maybe it was a list of Pharisee sins. What I do know is that Jesus calls us to examine our own lives first instead of focusing on the actions of other people. It's easier to forgive others, friends, when we have an understanding of our own shortcomings. You see, Jesus forgave the woman and lovingly encouraged her to change her ways. "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Go to the book of John, chapter 8, highlight that verse 11. Our challenge is to follow Jesus' example and do the same. Have a 9th point. God gives us the ability to forgive others. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. See, where do you find that? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Forgiving can be one of the hardest things that God requires of us. But friends, the good news is He doesn't command it of us and just leave us to do it on our own. He gives us Jesus as an example. He also gives us the power through what? And I've talked about it, the Holy Spirit. Because God's 3-in-1. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. 10th and final point on Coffee Talk with CA. After forgiveness comes love, even if forgotten, isn't possible. Okay? After forgiveness comes love, even if forgetting isn't possible. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Highlight 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Sometimes things happen in our lives that, friends, I'm as guilty as you are. We just can't forget. Even if we were able to forgive, while we were not able to erase our memory, we have the control over our actions. We can love those who have wronged us after we forgive them. It's hard to harbor ill will toward those who actively sphere, love, pray for. I hope that gives you some guidelines on Coffee Talk with CA. What does the Bible say about forgiveness? Now, I have a song I'm going to play for you guys. And it's a soul-searching song that I love. It was introduced to me a few years ago by one of my listeners. And I think sometimes we just need to kind of reevaluate ourselves as individuals, not that I'm to judge, but I will tell you this in closing. If there's someone that's very heavy on your heart and you haven't forgave them, I can't make you, but please make forth an effort as a brother in Christ. If they're trying to make forth an effort for you, if they are, and you're trying to make forth an effort, something good's going to come out of it. But if both of you guys don't make forth an effort, it's going to go three ways. One, it's going to be unresolvable. Or two, someone made an attempt, but someone didn't receive it. Or you made the attempt, the other person made a attempt, and either you got it resolved or you broke the ice, one or the other, or it might have never got resolved. There's so many different scenarios. So we'll be praying here in a little bit, but I want to give you a clear heart on this song. It's called Linger. It was introduced to me about 3 years ago by a listener, by Gateway Worship. Linger, I want you to search your heart and forgive someone that's wronged you. If I can get anything through this coffee talk with CA, make forth the effort. Here we go.
Huh?
Let's sing it together, guys. Linger here with you. One more time. I linger here with you. Oh, Lord. I linger here with you. Amen. Amen. I hope y'all got blessed just as much as I did. And I hope you got something out of this. It's so important on forgiveness. At least try to make forth the effort, gang. That's about what I can really tell you. Again, thank you again for all my birthday wishes, belated birthday wishes that are still rolling in. Thank you for your loyalty. We've now reached over 3.1 million people. And it's been incredible. Thank you. All across the world. I want to even thank the USO Radio Network, our military personnel out there that picks up my podcast. And I want to thank everybody across the whole global world. That's the part of it. CA don't want the praise. CA is just being the disciple for Christ and spreading the word and the love for Jesus, the love for people out there. You know, my late friend BJ Thomas, whatever happened, old-fashioned love. Not just in relationships, which is true, but whatever happened to relationships with friends and people that we know, what happened? Well, I can tell you. Me and BJ talked about it, and I'll share it real quick before I let you go. Satan's been running around for a very, very long time, and he's seeking and destroying. And a new generation is going wild. Majority of them. There's a lot of unchurched people out there. COVID's changed the world. We're seeing things that we thought we'd never see. So we always got to be God ready. So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over God and protect us. Keep us healthy and safe. For we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, I would say this is CA saddling up, but I just got to get out of my studio office to get to the other room. So anyway, this is CA fixing to leave Face Studio 2 in Fort Worth, Texas. Hope y'all have a great day. We'll talk again soon. Be safe. Bye for now.